For the Drug Truth Network, it's 420 Drug War News. Our guest on last week's Century of Lies program was Dr. Donald Abrams, a man whose work with medical marijuana and with AIDS patients I greatly admire.
This is Donald Abrams, and I'm a professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. I'm also the chief of the hematology oncology division at San Francisco General Hospital, that is blood and cancer. And for many years, I've been working in our positive health program, which is the division in the Department of Medicine where we take care of patients living with HIV and AIDS. Basically, I'm a pioneer in HIV-AIDS care and research, and I've been working in it since the very beginning of the epidemic in 1981. What I've done over the course of my career is become more interested in complementary and alternative interventions, first for HIV and now for cancer. One of those complementary therapies that I've been interested in, of course, is medicinal cannabis, and have done a number of studies in that in patients with HIV. What I'm doing now, after having completed a two-year fellowship at the University of Arizona in Andrew Weil's program in integrative medicine, so as of August 1st, I've become the director of clinical programs at the UCSF Osher Center for Integrative Medicine, and that is where I will continue to do my practice in integrative oncology, again, informing patients living with and beyond cancer on how to integrate nutrition, exercise, botanicals, Chinese medicine, mind-body medicine into their standard program of surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy. So in order to continue to do my hematology-oncology position at San Francisco General, as well as this new position, I needed to give something up. So I saw my last clinic of people living with HIV on August 8th, after 23 years of continuously caring for people with HIV. And I've also relinquished the principal investigator position on my community-based clinical trials program that I've led here in San Francisco, again, for the last 21 years. So those are some big changes for me, but in the meantime, I will continue to investigate medicinal cannabis. We have a study funded by the National Institute on Drug Abuse now looking at pharmacokinetic interactions between cannabinoids and opioids in cancer patients with pain who are taking either morphine sulfate or OxyContin for their pain.
Again, amazingly, Dr. Abrams is working with the National Institute on Drug Abuse. You can hear this full show at drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.